Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Fine and is produced by Mecco Radio.
And I look towards the boys and think, where is that noise coming from? And as I start walking, the noise is traveling with me and it carries on. And the boys are carrying on struggling with the test. And then I realize as I'm stepping, the noise is carrying on with my steps. And then I hear this shh kind of noise. And I look down and I realize it's my skirt. As I'm walking, my skirt is falling down.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today I'm joined by Maxine Blake, who has to be one of my absolute favorite guests. Maxine spent 37 years managing educational institutions as well as teaching. She has a master's of education and sings in a gospel choir. She's been playing piano for a decade and travels the world to feed her love of kayaking, skiing, and hiking. She's also the author of Don't Poo in the Pudding Bowl, where she tells the story of how she lost her skirt in front of her teenage boy students. That's coming up after the break. Real quick before we get into today's show, I'd like to invite you to leave us a review and share this episode with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. We are really trying to push the show and get it out to as many listeners as possible to share the message of we all fail, we all make mistakes, and it's normal, and it's important to talk about it and learn from it. We want to see the show get to 10,000 downloads an episode before the end of the year. Let's see if we can do it. Thanks for your help. Enjoy the show. Maxine Blake, ready to talk about one of your broken bulbs?
Well, they say confession's good for the soul, so I'm ready whenever you are.
Perfect. Let's roll with it then. Today we're going to talk about you losing your skirt in front of a bunch of teenage boys. This could not have been fun. Do you want to tell us what happened?
It wasn't by choice, believe me. And then when you say teenage boys, you're thinking about all the hormones and stuff. But let me just take you back a little bit. I'm a teacher and I teach what is called in the UK. So I'm from the UK, if you can tell by my accent. I teach post-16, so kids from 16 to 19. And I also teach sport. And what happens is I tend to get more boys than I tend to have girls. So this was the beginning of the academic year in September, and I'm also a traveller, and I'd just come back from Peru and Bolivia, and I'd been quite ill. If I give you a little hint, top and bottom. I was doing the Inca Trail, and I was sprinkling things along the way, so it wasn't really pleasant. And I've had this reputation from way back of being called the Terminator. So I like to keep control. I don't like losing control. And so when I'm in the classroom, they know what I say, you know, it goes. So I'm back in work and I'm teaching anatomy and physiology with the guys. And I thought, let me just ease myself in and just sort myself out because I'm just still not feeling that great. And I give them a bit of what we call an in-class test. So they're sitting sort of military. So they're sitting in rows and they're facing me towards the board. And there's a computer at the side in front of them. I set them this in-class test just to see what their background information is and so that I can get on to teach them. And a member of staff walks in. So at this point, there were two of us off in the sports staff. Not great, because she had a bad back and I wasn't quite so well. And she kind of staggers into the class. And it's fine. We normally have an open door situation where people come in and out so they can see your classroom, they can get hints and so on. And she's walking towards the back of the class. To what we call a tamba unit where all the books are stored. And I can see she's struggling with her back. And I think, oh, I can't let her do this. I need to just get up and help her. So I get up and I walk to help her. And as I get up to walk, I'm hearing this noise. And I kind of look up and I look towards the boys and think, where on earth is that noise coming from? And as I start walking, the noise is traveling with me and it carries on. And the boys are carrying on struggling with the test. And then I realize as I'm stepping, the noise is carrying on with my steps. And then I hear this shh kind of noise. And I look down and I realize it's my skirt. As I'm walking, my skirt is falling down below my knees. And I'm going, oh my God. And so my colleague kind of looks at me, I look at her, we give each other this teaching look of, oh my God, what are you going to do? And I'm like, and I think in my head, right, I have two choices here. As my skirt's now nearly below my knees, and the boys start making some kind of noises, and I'm just going, oh, I need to grab hold of the situation. And I think, thank God I'm a woman of colour, and I really meant that then, because I would be a shade of purple right then. I could feel the heat kind of in my face now. And I just go, I have two choices. I can either step out my skirt, and where the hell was I going with that story? Step out with my skirt and put it over my shoulders, or just grab that skirt for dear life and then say, right, Maxine, get yourself a safety pin. Because so number one was never an option. Number two, I grab the skirt. So I'm walking, and in my timely manner, I just hold onto the skirt, hitch it up, and carrying on walking like this is normal. And so the boys are looking around, and member staff trying to go, what's wrong with you? Just get on with your test. And I'm thinking, thank you so much. I don't say anything. I help her with this TAMBI unit. Walk back as if this is my normal behavior. Sit by the computer, and in my head, I'm going, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. They've just seen me reveal myself. There's no chuckling. They're carrying on doing this exam, and it's 9:30 in the morning. So they carry on doing this. I sit and just go, note to self, get yourself a pin for lunchtime. And it happens to be the one day in the week where I have the same class at 9:00 and I have them at 2:30. And I think, I've got all day to go. I've got them again. I am going to die. I have this reputation of being in control. People come to me when things go out of control. What am I going to do? Oh, there's child protection, and they're going to be phoning the parents and going, oh my God, my teacher exposed herself to us, and they're full of trauma. So I plan in my head, what am I going to do? So I leave the class at the end. I think, right, first of all, I need to, you know, sort this out. I need to go to all members of management and go, guess what happened? And I had to say, yeah, I was in the class and my skirt fell off, and they look at me, their eyes wide, and go, oh my God, what did you do? And I told them a story, and they said, oh, you handled it so much better than we did. And I thought, wow, this plan's working. So that's fine. I've got the management on my side. If a parent rings up and complains, they'll be fine with it. But I've yet to tackle the students later on in the day. And so lunchtime goes, and I'm just really getting bothered. I've pinned my skirt up, and I think, right, okay, I'm getting back in this class. So I walk up. Some of them are there. I'm chatting to them like, have I got any hint of anything? They're talking to me. I open the door. We carry on. I start the lesson. I'm waiting. And I wait. And I wait. I hear nothing. I thought, come on, boys, just get it over and done with. Just tease the hell out of me, because where am I going to go? I have to own up to this. I really can't do anything. Not a word was said. So the lesson finishes, and I just think, oh my God, have I traumatized them so much? It becomes one of those things when it's so bad, it goes to the back of your mind as if it hasn't happened. So normally I wait around at work and I do some work. And that day I just went, I can't cope. I'm just stressed out my head. I rush home, rush through the door, didn't even say hi to my husband. And, I just blurt all this stuff out. And guess what happened today? And this thing and this thing. And my skirt falls off. And they were busy doing IT stuff that my boys do. And then I said, and my skirt falls off. They look at me. They look down. There's no, oh my God, how are you? What do? They get the phones out. They look on Facebook and they go, it's got to be here. That's the funniest thing I've heard in ages. And I thought, oh, great. Thanks, guys. There's no mom, wife, how are you? Are you okay? No. And they go, oh, there's nothing here. They're going to wait for you, Maxine. They're really going to wait. And I just thought, well, thank you. So I just thought, there's support. That's my family. There's the support. So the next day I think, they're still going to say something. But you know what? It's been 10 years, I had them for the 2 years, not a word was said. And in my head, I just go, did it not really happen? Was it really that bad? I never wore those items of clothing again, because I think it's like one of those psychological things. If I wear it, it's going to trigger them. They're going to go, oh my God, Maxine, I remember when your skirt fell off, and then what do I do? So really, I threw those clothes away, and I just thought, I did all I could. I talked to the head. I talked to the management. They were fine. But those boys just never, ever, ever mentioned it. I had one opportunity to talk to someone about it, because one of the students 4 years later came back as a teacher trainee. So he was in my class prepping. I thought, I could mention it to Tom now. And I just went, no, I can't. Because I'm now mentoring him in teaching. I can't put him on the spot. But when I have a book out, but so when my book came out, I kind of mentioned him and went, so Tom, do you remember that time? He went, yeah, it was nothing. And I thought, I've been stressing for 10 years over this. And they went, yeah, it was nothing. But one person went, oh my God, this is Maxine's skirt. And they went, I'll get over it. And I thought, I've been stressing for 10 years over this. And you guys thought it was nothing. You should have just, had a word with me and I'd have got over myself. And that's one of my stories. So it's about owning up and just taking it. And sometimes we have to take those mistakes. We can't brush it under the carpet because it just happened in front of so many people that there's no way I could have denied it.
I love that. I love how they thought nothing of it. They thought, yeah, mistakes happen, right? This stuff happens to people. And here you are, you're stressing, covering your bases, making sure, you make management aware.
Covering your bottom. You mean, yeah. That's what you mean.
And you're trying to make sure everything's in order and you're worried that, they're going to post something and everything. And then, people are ultimately incredibly understanding, even 17-year-old boys. Of course, at the end of every episode, I like to leave time for you to brag a little bit after exposing yourself to this embarrassment. I like to leave that time for you to brag, for you to tell us what's working for you now, what are you here to sell, and where can people find you?
Oh, gosh. What's working for me now is that I'm happy to own up to my mistakes. So a lot of them occur in my new book, which is called, wait for it, Don't Poo in the Pudding Bowl. And I realise if you're not British, you might not know what a pudding bowl is. And for us, it's like a bowl that has a hot dessert in it, whether it can be steamed or baked. And so one of my stories about, unfortunately, a pupil, age 11 to 16, there was a situation where we had something called the Phantom Crapper. The words say it for themselves. I unfortunately was the one that found the bowl. So the book is called that, and it's my memoir, and it's out now, and you can find it at maxineblake.com or any good Amazon outlet.
I love it. I'm going to have links to that in the show notes and links to everything else that you do in the show notes so that people can find out more about what you're all about. And with that, I just want to say thanks for joining me.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for listening. Own up to your mistakes and maybe realize that people think way less about them than you do. Special thank you to Maxine for joining me and being willing to talk about her broken bulbs. Be sure to check out her work, including Don't Poo in the Pudding Bowl. I've linked all of it down in the show notes. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review and share the show with a friend or family member who you think might get something out of it. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Vine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.